name is Dr. Robert Findling. This is my first posting since I assumed a new position. I am now the director of the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Johns Hopkins and at the Kennedy Krieger Institute, both of which are in Baltimore. Now, in today's recording, I will be taking a little bit of time talking about a paper that was published not too long ago in JAMA Psychiatry. Now, that paper, written by Nock and colleagues, focuses on lifetime prevalence of suicidal behavior in teenagers. Now, as the tragedy of teen suicide is an all too common cause of death in adolescence, it's important to understand suicidal behavior amongst this population. Now, unfortunately, prior to this work, comprehensive studies that used nationally representative cohorts weren't really available. Now, the data that are reported in this paper come from the National Comorbidity Survey Replication Adolescent Supplement. Now, that work is important as it does include a national survey and actually assessed for many psychiatric conditions. So all told, for this paper, there was over 6,400 teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18 who received face-to-face interviews. And in addition, these youngsters' parents received questionnaires. Now, I should also point out that the data about suicidal behavior were ascertained using a modified version of the suicidal behavior module of the composite international diagnostic interview. Age and onset, as well as lifetime prevalence regarding suicidal ideation, suicidal plans, and attempts were also collected. So, what were the key findings? Well, first, overall lifetime prevalence of suicidal ideation was found to be about 12%. That's 12%. And that was about 15% for girls and 9% for boys. Now, in addition, the prevalence of plans and attempts were around 4%. And these are clearly not insignificant numbers. In addition, similar to the findings pertaining to suicidal ideation, females had higher rates of plans and attempts than boys. But when thinking about things longitudinally, about one-third of youngsters who have suicidal ideation subsequently develop a plan. And about 60% of those with a plan will eventually attempt suicide. And this evolution seems to occur within a one-year-long time frame. Of the first attempts made, 60% are unplanned, but conversely, and perhaps even more worrisome, 40% of first attempts are indeed planned. And when do these concerning behaviors start? Well, it appears that the onset of suicidal ideation prior to 10 years of age is not common, occurring in less than 1% of children. But starting at age 12, a substantive increase in the rates of suicidal ideation begins. And suicide plan and attempts also seem to be uncommon in children less than 12 years of age. As might be expected, most youths with suicidal ideations indeed suffer from a psychiatric condition, and not surprisingly, depressive disorders were the most prevalent in teenagers who were suicidal. But a key and, I think, very concerning finding is that 80% of youths with suicidal ideation, 87.5% with a plan, and more than 90% with an attempt have received treatment. Perhaps more concerning is that most of these youngsters received treatment prior to the onset of their suicidal behavior. Now, time does not permit me to go into several of the other key findings of this very informative paper, but I think what I presented today at least highlights some of the key findings that were described. But in short, this work provides key data about the prevalence and severity of suicidal behavior and ideations in teenagers. And with an understanding about how big a challenge we face, we can hopefully now move forward to try to make things better for these very vulnerable adolescents. I'm Dr. Robert Findling. Thank you for watching.